In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the sixth Sunday of the Holy 50 days. And this day, actually, as we reviewed before, the theme of the Holy 50, that the Lord is defining us, defining Himself to us. And then after we learned about Him, being the light of the world, the living water, the bread of life, the way, the truth, and the life, today, before He goes to heaven, He tells us that in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The Lord, He told us beforehand that we will have tribulation. He did not promise us health and wealth, and if you believe in me, then everything will go right with you. Otherwise, actually, now when we hear the people saying that if you are a believer, then everything will go right with you, actually, we don't have anything in the scripture that supports this claim. The Lord said, you will have tribulation. But what makes us to be of good cheer? That He overcome the world. The question is, do the children of God have to face tribulation? Actually, the answer is absolutely yes. Of course. If you are to be called a disciple to the one who came and was persecuted and killed, actually, why the people will treat us better than our teacher? No disciple is better than the teacher, as the Lord said. So why we should face tribulation? Another thing also we have to think of, not everyone will face tribulation in terms of poverty or maybe people from other religions will persecute them. This doesn't happen with everyone. So what is the tribulation that will be in common for all the believers? First of all, the tribulation of the narrow gate. The Lord said, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. Every day, we have to go through this narrow gate, and it is difficult. It is not easy. Every day, we have to resist temptation. We have to set our heart to go after the Lord, and we have to go in this world with chastity while everything is tempting around us to fall into uncleanness. We have to keep always in our mind that we should be honest, we should be faithful. All of these things, it's what makes it narrow gate. Then, if I claim to myself that I go into a wider gate where I enjoy everything and everything is going fine with me, I don't have this struggle inside me between the body, the flesh, and the spirit, then I am on the wrong way for sure. The tribulation comes because basically they are the narrow gate. We are requested and we are called to go through it. Also, the tribulation comes from the cross. There is a cross. How can we deny this? The Lord said, and he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Then if we do not carry a cross, then we cannot follow him. We are not worthy of him. Sometimes the people think of their crosses this way. Somebody says that my wife is my cross. Somebody says that my sickness is my cross. But my brethren, this is what not actually intended for the cross. Yes, this might happen, but the cross that we carry is the witness that we have to carry on to the Lord all the days of our life. We carry the cross, for example, of loving our enemies. Maybe we will have to endure this. We will have to resist the temptation to return evil for evil. This is a cross. The cross of being always ready to forgive and to go in life even if somebody is persecuting us or giving us hard time. How can we reconcile this, that we have a cross and meanwhile the people now say that if you go and you believe in God, everything will go wonderful with you. You will be favored from God by not allowing you to endure any suffering. I don't believe that this is biblical teaching. The tribulations also come because we are called for godly life. Here, St. Paul saying to his disciple Timothy, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. What about living in a Christian country like the one we are living on now? There is no persecution. No one is going to come and persecute us because we are Christians. But there is another persecution, which is the people try to maybe take us away from the godly life that we are called to live. You hear, we see all the time the peer pressure. Sometimes, unfortunately, the peer pressure comes from maybe our friends in the church. You find this. People are, they are all called the Christians, but everyone is adopting his set of belief and his set of behavior and conduct. And maybe if the people are in agreement, they put pressure against those who do not want to share them. Every day our children in schools, they have to resist this kind of persecution. If you don't have a boyfriend, then you have a problem. If you don't have a girlfriend, maybe you are not normal. This is what kind of things that we hear it every day. If you don't drink with us, then you are maybe a person coming from other age or something like that. This is actually the kind of persecution that our children now have to face and have to endure and have to resist. And let me tell you, it is not easy. It is something which is very hard, that they have to go every day and say, I cannot share you in that. I am called for a godly life that makes me unable to share this. How come that we become children of God and meanwhile we are to shape the world? It cannot go this way. So it is a tribulation because we are called to godly life, and those who live want to desire or desire to live godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Basically, the Lord make it very clear. We hear St. Paul in the book of Acts says, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. It's very clear. If you want to enter the kingdom of God, there is only one way. You have to go through these tribulations. Then the question comes. So we should be living miserable? This is what God wants us to be? We only have to go through this suffering and that's it? Of course not. The Lord promised that He will be with us. He gave us many means in order for us to be comforted. The first one, that He promised to be with us. Immediately, when He was like the time to go into heaven and departed from the disciples, He said, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. I am with you. This is what is actually should be the reason to make you comforted. I will remind you with what happened to the three young men in the Old Testament. Yes, they were believers, but meanwhile this did not protect them from being thrown into the fiery furnace. But what happened? The Lord was with them, and He delivered them out. This is exactly how our life will look like if we are really true believers. Our belief is not going to make us immune from tribulations, but because the Lord is with us, then we will be able to endure this. He also promised us to find life, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. If I always think that, yes, I have to endure this difficulty and suffering, but meanwhile this is the way to find life, this promise will keep me motivated, will keep me to continue going and knowing that my labor is not in vain. I am not wasting my time. I am not just denying myself the pleasure of the world for no reason. It is this life that makes us to go through the narrow gate cheerfully. He also promised us to conquer the world. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. What is the meaning of this verse? Sometimes we feel like there is no way we can live a life of purity and chastity in this world. There is no way. Everything around us is pushing us to live in uncleanness. But actually, this is true if I think that I will be struggling by myself. I will try to do it based on what I know about myself and if I can make it or not. Actually, there is no way. But if I live in Him, if I really put my life in Him, I try to draw closer to Him, then I will overcome, not because I did it, but because the Lord will do it on my behalf. He overcame the world. He gave us the example. He is able till now to make us to live as he lived. Those who believe in God, they deliver their lives in his hand, will be able to overcome the world. Away from him, there is no way we can make it. So we find comfort in his promises to be with us, to find life, and to conquer the world. Also, the Lord gave us another comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom we are going to celebrate his descent upon the disciples coming Sunday. The Lord said, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." It is this comforter, the helper, who is going to intercede on our behalf in our prayers, who is going to comfort our heart, is going to support us and remind us with all the teaching that the Lord gave. It is this Holy Spirit that will make us also to be comforted. His name is the Comforter. And again, we are to be comforted because suffering is but for a moment. Here St. Paul saying to the people of Corinth, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." St. Paul, who endured all of the sufferings that we might think of, says about all of these that they are light affliction and they are for a moment. We are not going to live here forever. Whatever suffering now we are enduring, whatever problems now we are going through, it is temporarily. It is not going to last. Don't think that this life will ever last, because this is not the reality. Don't put your heart into being a winner in terms of everything will go fine with me here on the earth. Yes, the Lord said he will be with us, but meanwhile, we have to expect to suffer, because this is what we are called actually for, to face tribulation, but we should be of good cheer, because the Lord promised us to overcome the world. Today, the message for all of us, that in the world we will have tribulation, and this tribulation comes from the narrow gate, from the cross that we should carry, because we are called for godly life, because this is the way to the kingdom. In these ways and means we find comfort, and the Lord promises to be with us, to find life and to conquer the world, and also by the Spirit he sent we find comfort, and by remembering that suffering is but for a moment. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.